KB9FJ, this is KED9MDJ. I'm standing by for the SDS, Ken.
I got you on the list here, Ken.
All right.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for August 28, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Forcer. Long story. If you would like to learn more about it, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org and find out how to get yourself your own free account and do all kinds of cool stuff on SDF. Anyway, it's a public access unit system. I meant to say that, and I missed that. Anyway, I will pause now for about 10 or 15 seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. And, you know, if you don't have an SDF username, that's fine. If you don't want to tell us your handle, that's a little weird, but okay. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 UTC GMT. I think there's actually... It's a fascinating subject going into standard time there, but those are the two main things that we use to describe the time standard where the London, England area is the origin of the time zone system. Anyway, we do this every week on this reflector, the Echolink Node 9. Did I say reflector? This is a conference. I'm thinking D-Star. All right, so this is Echolink Conference. A tech link on node 9229, and we would like to express our appreciation to Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. I'm starting to trip over my car. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. And I'm checking the dashboard here in my Echolink app, and all the stations I see there are regulars. I think you all know how we do this, so I don't need to go into detail to explain it much. I don't see any linked conferences yet. I think we might have some later on when the net over there on those other conferences wrap up. At that time, I will rewind and explain more. So, in the meantime, let me reset the timer, and let me run down the list. The current dashboard shows N4, RNW, VK6, BQQ, VE6, UX, KD9, NDJ, and N6TW. All of you are on my list here, and I will be calling upon you in turn very soon now. Oh, yes, the whole thing about the topic of the week. I don't have one this week. This is going to be another open mic week, unless maybe I think of something in the meantime. And let me just notice that VK3HJQ has rejoined us. So you're on the list already, John. Do I have anything else? I'm in kind of a weird mood today. I don't know. I'm recovering from some weird health stuff. I think I mentioned it before. And... I don't know. Anyway, hopefully things will get back to normal real soon now. So, let me see. Where am I in the script here? I'm ready to start calling upon people to see if they have anything that's on their mind. So, let's see who's first on the list here. It's N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne, and evening on this side of the planet, and good morning over there in Australia on that side of the planet. N4RNW, Harold here. Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Nothing new here. The weather is the topic on TV again. If you've looked at a weather map, there's this tropical something or other down there south of Cuba that they are projecting to come up into the Gulf. And right now it's going to be nice west of us. So it won't be a direct hit, but Tuesday, our time, we should start to feel some effects. And there might be a tropical storm watch for our area. Nothing like the direct hit we took last September from Ian, but we're keeping our eyes open and charging up all the batteries and getting everything in line. That's just the way it is here in Florida in the summertime. All right. Other than that, nothing new. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, Harold. I haven't checked the news, so where are they projecting landfall for this storm hitting Florida? Is it going to be down there in your neighborhood or maybe much farther north, like in the panhandle up around Pensacola?
Yeah, the maps I've seen, it looks like it's going to be probably a Category 2 that's going to come into Florida north of Tampa or a little further north than that, and then it'll go over the state and then out into the Atlantic. Today, I think they projected it moving a little bit more eastward, which would give us more of the effect. Tropical storms, that's no big deal. We just keep all the doors and the windows closed, as always, and no problem. But, yeah, we'll get something from it wherever it goes. But as far west as it can stay, that's fine with me.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you on that. I have a friend in Orlando, so I'm that's kind of why I asked about that. All right, well, thank you, Harold. Next on the list here is VK6BQQ.
All right, AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Forget what I was doing. Anyway, all good. Yeah, not a whole lot to see what's happening here. May stay by the look of it. It's coming up, I don't know what time it is. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. So all is good, but great to hear everybody in here. Back to net, VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Sorry if we kind of interrupted you there. All right, next on my list here, and good morning, by the way. 7 o'clock, that's kind of early for me. I'm not usually awake at that hour. Or if I am, I'm desperately trying to go back to sleep again. All right, let me acknowledge that I see that AD0QM has joined us. So you're on my list here. You'll be coming up in a little while here. Next is N6TW.
Good evening, Wayne. This is N6TW Noah in Livermore, California. SDF username NPE. My little bit of traffic for tonight is I'm curious what everybody does to get their infed half waves counterpoised right to get their to get the tuning resonance exactly where they want it to be. We were camping over the weekend, and I was playing with different lengths of coax on an infed half-wave that I had tuned to the middle of 20 meters, and I was surprised by how much the different lengths of coax changed the resonance on the infed half-wave, since the infed, the actual coax was acting as a counterpoise. And so I was curious to see what everybody else does in that respect. N6TW, over.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I was under the impression that those antennas did not require a counterpoise. So maybe I've got something to learn here. Does anyone have some ideas for Noah there?
AD zero QM.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, for any antenna like that that technically doesn't require a counterpoise, you're going to need to put something like a one-to-one unun or something sort of at the end, in between your coax and the end of the antenna. That will, A, get rid of any excess energy that's coming down the coax itself. But if you're trying to use that, like there are some designs that require you to use some of the shield as kind of the counterpoise. You just need to make sure that you've got some sort of delineation between the antenna and the rest of your feed line. Usually I just keep a small little one that I've got that I've built up that's, a couple bucks of toroids and two terminals and screw it down and you're good to go.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Let me pass it back over there to Noah and see if he has something to say.
Yes, that's exactly it, Jeff. Yeah, so the I'm using one of the QRP guys in Fed half waves that, it does explicitly use the coax as the counterpoise, and so I was trying with different lengths. And, yeah, it's interesting to see just how much that changes the behavior. I'm curious as to whether or not I know that the choke will change it at the where the feed line hits the transceiver, but I think what's happening here is not that I'm getting a lot of common mode. It's that effectively the coax is acting as the other half of the dipole, and so it's not that I'm getting a lot of common mode. It's that basically the different lengths of coax are changing the resonance of the antenna itself. And so what I'm really interested in hearing from everybody is what their sort of rules of thumb are when they're doing this. I think the internet seems to say that they in a QRP or a camping situation that they want to have the shortest coax possible, but I wanted to see what other people thought. N60W, over.
Okay. So we've got this question on the table here with Noah and Jeff, and anyone else can jump in, but what I'm going to do is step back and let Noah and Jeff discuss this until they're done and can and pass control back to me.
That will get rid of common mode, but it will also act as a disruption for that line, so that you would have the impedance will change just enough when you have that you would tend to not see as much of an issue. You're still going to always see a little bit of a change, but it's the same thing like when you would build like a multi-banded sort of array where you've got chokes at different frequencies. If you're just looking for something to kind of reduce the amount that your feed line will affect it, adding that unknown in the middle will help out there. The other option is just building an actual filter that is of the resonancy that you want at that length, and then that would just get rid of basically any kind of frequency that's not the right for the resonance that is not of the resonancy of your antenna, and you can stick that at that point too.
And I'll just throw in my two cents here for what it's worth. If you are intending to use the outer surface of your coax as a counterpoise, you might want to put some toroids around your coax at the point where the length of the counterpoise part of it is probably matching the length of the actual antenna. I'm saying like a half wave perhaps, so that it limits the effect of a long coax on your propagation. But this is all very theoretical for me. I'm just mouthing off it. So let me pass it back to Noah there.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Wayne. I think the thing that I'm most curious about is, like, with a vertical antenna, when you increase the size of the ground plane to get it closer to resonance to wherever you're trying to talk to, you get better transmission. I'm curious as to if that's the case with infed half waves, because, yes, you're going to have coax loss, but if it's acting as the other side of your dipole, will you get better transmission characteristics when you have a longer coax? Does anyone have any experience with that? N60W, over.
Anyone want to jump in? Go ahead. Okay. For what it's worth, I don't think adding more conductor to your feed line is really going to help you much. But I'm not really an antenna expert, but that's just my basic prejudice that extra radiating conductor is probably not a good thing if you want to have a tuned antenna. So Does anyone else have anything to add? Okay, I'm sorry we don't have like a definitive answer for you, Noah, but I think you're probably on the right track there. You're going to figure this out. So, moving along, next on my list is VE6UX.
AB9FJ and the rest of the net, Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-ray. Where it is presently about 27 degrees Celsius here in Calgary. That's about, somewhere around there in Fahrenheit. My SDF username is Tabalaya, and it's really smoky out here right now. The humming that's in the background are the fans and the FDM printers that are running behind me. It shouldn't be on my microphone since I picked up a new one yesterday, just so I could, Friday, just so I could be on the Friday Night TechNet and this one as well. Got new FDM printers coming in. Let me break. Yeah, they've been in the shop for almost 2 weeks. We had to wait quite a while for them because of the port strike. But I have two K1 Max Creality printers coming in, which have quite a large surface area on it, and they're very, very fast. If you have used FDM printers, filament printers, then you know Benchy is a benchmark that is usually printed on them. Takes up to 2 hours. I can print I printed one in 16 minutes. I can print it in less than 10. So these are fast boxes, but they're going to be even louder than the ones that I have. Nothing else new here. Forest fires are still blazing all over the place. A few places have been abandoned, like Yellowknife and Northwest Territories. We have a lot of the people that come from those areas here in Calgary being put up until they can see if they still have homes to go back to. Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-ray, back to AB9FJ and the rest of the net.
Okay, quick question for you, Michael. What is an FTM printer and what do you use it for? Are you like, you know, printing out topographic maps or something complicated like that?
Well, most people call them 3D printers. It's just like most people call the things I fly around drones. Things I fly around are UAVs and 3D printers. The plastic printers are filament printers, are FDM printers. I mainly use it to make robots for kids to get into the ring and fight with VE6UX.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you for that clarification. Now I understand. Ah, okay. Right. So next on my list here is VK3HJ.
No, is that my go? VK for HJQ. Hang on, make sure I got it. Yeah, it looks good. VK for HJQ. Thanks. Just three nets at the same time. This is totally confusing. And I called Fred Reg instead of Wayne, and then I got Simon on the other net. I don't know if I'm Arthur or Martha today. Anyway, all good. So I don't know what these guys have been talking about because I've been swapping backwards and forwards. Anyway, thanks, Wayne, for the net. We go for HJQ. Got nothing to report because I don't know what the subject is.
Okay, thanks, John. I thought there was a question there, but I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between the Echolink chat and the comm chat on SDF and the audio here. So anyway, next on my list is KD9NBJ.
AB9FJ and everybody on the net. I'm came to Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. It's great to hear a discussion of antennas. I'm keeping my mouth shut because I'm no expert by any stretch of the imagination. I used a bunch of ferrite to keep my hair from standing on end because I have a pretty long, wire, and it is counterpoised, and there's a Allen coming in where it comes into the house and the coax to the transceiver, which is probably about 20 feet, definitely was giving me some RF, so it ended up getting out on the microphone, so I needed to deal with that. I dealt with it with ferrite, but it's not. My theory understanding is weak, So it's really great to hear the discussion, and it gives me some food for thought. I want to put up a dipole. I've got the part. I've got the dipole, actually, but I have to get it up in the trees. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Great to hear the discussion, and this is KD9ADJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and I hope you're not getting any more RF on your microphone there. That can be painful. And good luck with your dipole. Next on my list, let's go back to AD0QM.
Good evening, this is AD0QM, Jim, over here in Minnesota. My FDM username is J-E-C-X-J-O. Not much going on here otherwise. Finally, hasn't been crazy hot here, so kids had soccer, and we did grocery shopping and our typical Sunday stuff. Did a little woodworking. My in-laws are trying to sell one of their condos, and the last tenant kicked in some of the poles that hold up the railing on the stairs, so I had to figure out how to remake some of those without having a lathe, so that was a little bit of interesting non-technical stuff. Otherwise, just doing our normal stuff, trying not to stay too hot. This is AD0QM, back to you, Net Control.
Okay, well, that sounds like an interesting project, trying to make cylindrical wooden objects without a lathe. Good luck with that. Maybe you can find somebody local who has a lathe that you can borrow. Maybe like a maker group or something. Anyway, good luck. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak, and I'm checking the dashboard to see if there are any new call signs there, and I don't see any. So at this point, I invite anyone to recheck if they have something to add to what they have said before. So please call now.
N6TW.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Wayne. I've been trying to figure out which channel and comms everybody talks in, but I haven't been able to find the room. What room are you guys in? N6TW over.
Well, there's really only one room that has a lot of people in it, although right now, I mean, usually we have, it's the Anon Radio Room, which technically was meant for discussion of the Anon Radio radio stream. It's sort of an internet radio station that SDF operates, and we have DJs, and we have scheduled shows and so on, and this room was intended to be where people would come to discuss what they're listening to, but because it's usually the room that has by far the most number of people in it, that's where everybody goes, and they use that room to talk about whatever they want to talk about, not just the radio stream. So if you go into comm, if you just do I think it's a W command to see, it's either a lowercase w or a capital W to see who's in which room, you'll quickly see that the Anon Radio Room has the most number of people in it. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. I think it's capital W. No, that's just a room. Right. All right, capital W, it asks for a room, and I just hit enter, and it comes back and it shows me a list of all the rooms, and there are 61 users in the Anon Radio Room, and the remaining five rooms that are listed here only have one user in each room. So that kind of tells you. Now, that 61, once you go in there, if you do a capital I command to see the idle status of all the users in that room, or all the users in comm in general, I think, you'll find that there are... Andy C. is telling me that you can type lowercase l to list the rooms with the number of participants. Okay, that's a shortcut. Thank you, Chris. Anyway, where was I going? Oh, yes, the idle. Lots of people leave an SSH session in comm in the Anon Radio Room, and then if they're doing something else, they'll just leave it running in kind of a background process, and it's just sitting there, and they will show up on the list as being in the room, but they're not actually eyes on, so to speak. So you need to use the I command to see the last time they actually type a command in COM, which would tell you kind of if they're actively watching what's going on or not. Anyway, I'm probably boring the heck out of everybody. Let me pass it back to Noah there. Does that kind of answer your question?
Thanks, Wayne. Yes, it does. I was just confused. I didn't realize that most of the traffic was in and on radio. I thought there was a private SDF ARC room that I was missing. N6PW.
I think maybe back in the mists of time, we might have done an SDF ARC room, but it didn't really catch on. So we just kind of say, yeah, meet us in a non-radio. If we get enough people in there who want to talk about ham radio and not about the stream, then we can always move to a new room and kind of separate from the discussion there. But that doesn't usually happen very often. But it's always there as an option in the future. Do we have any other rechecks or additional comments? Please call now.
VicAtrHJQ, the quick comment.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, me and Michael are just chatting in the text box. So if people aren't interested, we're just talking about packet loss and yucky audio. And if people click on the connection status, if they're using Echolink, they can actually see. It'll have the total number of data packets, the out-of-sequence packets, the missed packets, and you can prove whether you've got a problem with the connection. But the only audio that's any good is Noah's. Like, everybody else is just yuck. Really, really, really is. It's woeful. So we need to have a net on how to connect a microphone, how to fix up the audio problems. Oh, I just can't believe so many people have audio problems. I don't know why. It's a simple thing to fix. It really is. But anyway, is what it is. Michael said, you've probably got lots of packet loss. Well, that's not the case. I just checked, and people can check their own connection as well. Just click on, where is it? You go to Tools, I don't know where it is now. Oh, no, go to View up the top, and Connection Status, a little window comes up and tells you what your current connection status is. And, of course, me and Michael are both using proxies, which is another delay there and another layer on top of trying to transmit backwards and forwards between stuff, but depends how close your proxy is. Mine's in Sydney, and Michael's just saying his is in Great Britain, so he's got to go from Canada to Great Britain, then back again, and then back to the States, and backwards and forwards. So all takes time, and of course you lose packets in between. But interesting stuff. Anyway, enough of me raving about audio. VicAtrHJQ.
Well, no, that's an interesting idea, John. I like it, having a kind of an audio clinic net. So are you volunteering to be the net control for that net?
Well, it'd be a pretty short net, because all I'd say to people is just go to Echo Test and test it out. I don't think it's, it's brain surgery to get good audio. It's just, I'll be honest with you, Wayne, I hear so many people. There was three or four stations on a net today. The guy wasn't even moving the little guessometer bar on Echolink, and he's wondering why. And I said, well, just go into settings and turn the audio up. And I said, well, how do you do that? And so I went through it with him, and 2 seconds later he had the audio fixed. Like, you know, it's really simple. I don't know, people just don't want it. They just plug it in, and hopefully it works for the best. And I suppose the other thing is, too, when you're talking, you don't care what's coming out the other end because you can't hear it, can you? So you just, hopefully other people are hearing you okay.
Well, in my case, I can kind of hear it because, let me just turn the volume up here. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm listening to the stream that's coming from a non-radio, which is a relay of what we're saying here. And usually I keep the volume down so that only I can hear it and you guys cannot. So that gives me maybe the false impression. I mean, I can hear myself, so I assume that everybody else can hear me pretty well. So that's why I haven't gone to the echo test to confirm. And maybe I'll do that just to be complete about that. I realize that because my setup here, I'm a little bit farther away from my laptop than you would normally be using a laptop. So I have to deliberately speak up a little bit more than normal just to keep the darn view meter kind of in the 40 to 50% range there. Where am I going? I'm rambling here, losing speed or losing focus. So, any more rechecks or additional comments, please call now.
KB9NVJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I'm using All-Star to get the Echo Link, and I'm using an HT in my hand. And I've tried Echo Test, and I've discovered that I need to get quite close to this HT in order to be in the ballpark audio-wise. But I don't really know about the quality. Haven't thought of making a recording of what's going out onto the non-radio feed, but that's something I could do. Anyway, I love the idea of an audio clinic. That'd be very entertaining. Anyway, KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, if you go to the archives of a non-radio, there is a section on there for the SDFARC, and what you will find there are, how shall I put this? It's kind of a Rube Goldberg setup. When I'm running the net here in at my home station, I also load up Jammy, which is a SIP / VOIP app client, and I use that to connect to a particular extension on the SDF asterisk server thing, whatever. So, and what the audio that my microphone picks up and sends out is recorded, and that's it goes out on a non-radio so that people can listen to it, but it also gets recorded, and it will show up in the archives.anonradio.net file storage thing there. So, now at the same time, I'm using the Echolink PC app. It has a record feature in it, and it's a nicer way of recording the net because it only records my microphone when I'm actually keyed up and talking. When I unkey, it stops recording me, and it's only recording everybody else. So if you listen to the one on the archive on a non-radio, you'll hear things like me coughing or shuffling papers, or doing other background noise while other people on the net are talking, which, you know, it's kind of extraneous. And in theory, there is this mechanism whereby I can upload the recording that I make in Echolink to replace the one that gets made using the SIP asterisk thing. But for something like a year now, all the files that I've been uploading have not been replacing the archives. And I need to get around to talking to the membership people who are responsible and get that fixed. Let me reset. So, in short, if you want to know what you sound like on the net, my first suggestion is to go to archives.anonradio.net, find the SDFARC area there, and there should be a file for every week that we have a net. And you can download the last net that you checked in on and listen to it and hear what you sound like. If you want a different take on that, let me know, and I can arrange to email you a copy of the MP3 file that my Echolink app is saving. And that I'm uploading, but it's not getting copied over to the archive. So I can send you a copy of that so you can hear what it sounds like. Kind of an alternate version of it. All right. Let me pass it back to you there, Ken. Do you have further questions about that?
Wayne, quick comment, Vic, after I straight to you.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Well, here's a recording of Ken. Hang on, I'll just record it a bit. Have a listen, Ken.
What's going out onto the non-radio feed, but that's something I could do. Anyway, I love the idea of an audio clinic. That'd be very entertaining. Anyway, KD9NDJ.
Yeah, so you can hear that buzzing in the background. And Ken's running at about 70 or 80%. Wayne, you're running at about 12%. The audio level's really low. Back to you.
Okay, well, you know, Echolink's view meter is lying to me then, because I'm seeing it go anywhere from 30 to 70%. maybe the low portions are down around 12 or 15, but all right. I admit, I don't hear what John is hearing, and so let me validate his assessment of my audio. I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm just saying that I don't hear it myself, and I don't know what I can do about it. I've got an old computer and old stuff here, and really what I need to do is upgrade everything. And when that happens, we'll revisit this and see if that solves the problem, I think. Any other comments, John or Ken or anybody?
KG9NDJ, I'll comment.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I thought that audio blast of me talking there sounded okay. It's me close miking in HT. But it's definitely legible. So thanks, KD9NDJ.
It is legible, but there is some hum in the background there. It's not enough to make it difficult to copy, but it's there. And if you're sensitive to that, it's going to jump out at you. I can understand that. John, do you want to say something?
Okay, something. The Cat Race JQ. Yeah, now what was happening, the HT is getting into the node, because I could hear when you first keyed up there, can I get a which is a classic case of being too close to the node. So that's what's going on there, but there's definitely a buzz. I mean, I don't know, I probably carry on about audio, but I really like good audio. And yeah, Wayne's got a hiss on his and low. Ken's level's good. It might be just a touch high, but it's excellent, but it's buzzing in the background. Michael's audio was too bassy. What else can I whinge about? And it's easy to record. If you want to record an Echolink, just click the little red button up on the top and it says record, and then you go to playback and just look at the last date and you can play it back. And I assume that's what Wayne's doing, recording it via Echolink. I do it all the time and play it back to people because they don't believe me. And I said, well, have a listen to yourself. So there you go. Righto, thanks, Wayne. And yeah, we should have an audio clinic on how to set up, because it's really easy. Like, to adjust the level, I mean, I do it all the time on the fly. You just go to Tools, Adjust Sound Device, click on Recording. Look, I'll even do it now. Click on the microphone, click on Level. I mean, that's running at 30, that's at 0, that's at 100, and obviously overdriving the Billio, and go back to about, I don't know, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, that's probably about right there, 43. So it's that simple to adjust the audio level, you know, ain't brain surgery. Righto, thanks, back to Net, back after HJQ.
Okay, John, and for the record, your audio is always great, so I certainly, I think you're onto something there, an audio clinic, I think, would be a good idea. So we can think about how we would want to structure that, how we would want to do it, and maybe schedule that for a future net. So we're 44 minutes into this net, so we're getting close to the end of our hour. So let me see if there are any new stations joined us. No, I don't see any. So do we have any more rechecks or comments for what we've been talking about this evening?
N60W?
Go ahead.
So I can confirm most of what John said. John's audio is definitely the clearest to me. You have a hiss. Other people have maybe just little bits of artifacting and stuff like that. But yeah, there are some audio issues. I'm used to bad antennas and whatnot, so it doesn't really bother me. But what John is saying, is talking about, is visible from my end. N60W, over.
Okay, thank you for that comment, and let me just add that your audio is also good. If I was going to be picky about it, I would say that your microphone is picking up audio from beyond the near range there, so I heard someone else in the background there, but I mean, that's not a failure, really. That's just that the situation. Let me pass it back to you real quick if you have a comment or a reply to that.
No, I'm actually on my iPhone, so this net occurs during dinner time, and so usually I'm surrounded by screaming children, so you do have a point there. N60W, over.
Okay, and that's another thing. I, I've, I've been doing Echolink for over 20 years. I mean, when I signed up, it was still called iLink. So over the years, I have helped coach new Echolink users to get their audio set up, just like John is trying to do for us right now. But one of the things I noticed is that when smartphone Echolink apps came around, pretty much the smartphones figured it out, and we didn't need that much tweaking. In fact, none. Pretty much, if somebody is using their smartphone to access our repeater here in Champaign-Urbana via Echolink, their audio is always reasonably good, and no need for fiddling with it. So, anyway, for what that's worth, that's just my observation over the years. Right. So, once again, do we have any more rechecks or additional comments for the net?
Yeah, Wayne, I'll connect that with my mobile phone just to see what the difference is. Hang on.
Okay, standing by.
Oh, hang on. I haven't got TechLink listed. Hang on. Let me just find it on the app here. Scroll right down to T-O-P-Q-R-S-T. I did have it in here. I wonder why it's not in here anymore. Hang on. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. TechLink, okay, save that to the favorites, connect. That should be in there now. Start transmitting here, okay, 3HJQ. Hang on, and turn that down so I don't hear myself. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see, that's running at about 80% looking at my Echolink S-O-meter. And I think I've got the sound level set on 0 dB, if I remember. I'll have a look when I unkey, because I can't check the settings while I'm transmitting VK3HJQ on his mobile phone.
Okay, well, quick survey. They're very close, but if I had to pick one, I would say that the smartphone sounded better. So what do the rest of you say? Are you just bashful about doing a pile up here? Let me do a roll call then. How about Noah? What do you say?
It's roughly equivalent to me. Maybe the phone sounded a little worse, but both are quite good for me. N60W over.
Okay, thank you. How about you, Ken?
It sounds all pretty good to me. I thought, actually, being on an HT, that's sort of a great leveler. I like having a radio in my hand, and I'll be darned if I'm going to go back to using my iPhone. And no matter what it sounds like, I like doing radio with a radio. This is 89MDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. How about you, Jeff? Okay, perhaps he stepped away. How about Michael?
Yeah, I'm still here. I wasn't really paying much attention at that. I was going through the microphone settings on Echolink, since this is actually a new version of Echolink. Since the last time I ran it under Windows, there's a few more menu settings in there that I'm not familiar with. V6UX.
Okay, well, that's all right. Reg, did you have a comment about the difference? Okay, well, all right, that wasn't much of a survey there, but they were very similar, but I thought that the smartphone sounded just a little bit better. Maybe it was just that it was a little bit louder, because that can really fool you. A little bit higher level can make it sound clearer, maybe just because it overcomes any background noise. So anyway, it was a good experiment, John. Thanks for going to the trouble of doing that. Now, before we move along, let me acknowledge that I see November 8 Alpha Lima Bravo has joined us on his iPhone, as it happens. So, that call sign looks kind of familiar. I'm not sure if you've been here, joined us on our net here before. So let me rewind and say that... this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, the public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org, get yourself a free account, do all kinds of neat stuff, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, November 8, Alpha Lima Bravo. This is our weekly net. We do this the same time every week at 0 GMT on Mondays. And we have been chatting about various different things this week, and we're getting pretty close to the end of our hour here. So if you would like to join us again next week a little bit earlier, you can be in time to join the discussion. But let me give you a chance to speak up and say who you are, where you are, and what else? Oh, yeah, if you already have an SDS account, we'd like to know that as well. And also I see that Kilo Delta, was that 8? Yes, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo November Oscar, Lynn from Bowling Green, Ohio, I think, has joined us. So that's definitely a new call sign that I don't recognize. So once again, this is the SDFARC Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot Amateur Radio Club. SDF is a public access Unix system. You can go to sdf.org with their browser, learn more about it, sign up for an account, a free account, do all kinds of neat stuff. So we do this net every week, and you two stations here are probably the last ones. Well, nope, that last station went away. All right. So anyway, let's go to N88LB. Would you like to introduce yourself to the rest of the check-in?
Hello. My name is John, N88ALB. I'm located in Newark, Ohio. And actually, I was just sort of new to Echolink. I'm just an old-time CW operator who has sort of just wanted to investigate the VHF world and digital radio and stuff like that. And I thought your net looked interesting there, and I just thought I'd stop in there. So I don't want to keep you. I know you're about ready to close out there, but I've enjoyed listening to you for just a little bit and might learn a few things. So back to net control. This is N8ALB in Newark, Ohio, which is in central Ohio. Over.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Come back again next week a little bit earlier, and we'll get to know a little bit more about you and you about us. So I've got you down as a check-in here. Thank you. Do we have any other rechecks or final comments before we wrap up the net? Let's make this the last call for comments.
Yeah, VK Price JQ. Yeah, sorry, Wayne. I'll just butt in there quickly again. You got a phone call in the middle of all that, so had to go. So what was the audio like from the phone? Because I've heard myself and it doesn't sound too bad. And I've got it set on. Let's check the setting 0 dB. It goes from plus or minus 12. You can obviously set the level.
I think my comment was that they were very similar, but if I had to pick one, I kind of liked the smartphone version. So now that was just on like, you know, what, maybe 5 seconds of audio there to make that judgment. So I'm not going to put a lot of store in it, but definitely the smartphone is pretty good. And you don't have that much need or opportunity to tweak it. So for someone who's just doing this for the first time, it's definitely an easy way to go. So you might listen to the recording yourself to see what the difference sounds like. It was very subtle. I'm not sure what it was. It might have just been that the phone was a little bit higher level, and you know, higher volume can like drown out other artifacts. So, but they were very close.
Yeah, from BK3HJQ. I'm just back on the mobile phone now. I'll just talk where I normally talk. And I'm just looking at my guessometer meter here, and it says running at about 80%. You want to get it just about under the yellow. Where's the microphone on these phones? Oh, it's up the top here. Okay, so that's just about under the yellow. That's probably a bit too loud. But that's probably about 6 inches away from the phone. And like I said, I had a few people do some tests with me, and they said I had it on plus 6, minus 6, and they reckon 0 was about the spot to have it. So there's a bit of a test from the phone. VK3HJQ. It's funny that the audio drops off. This hadn't got Vox. Hang on. Oh, that's interesting. There's a fair bit of delay from when I start talking, and then when from Echolink fires up, obviously a bit of latency happening. I think that's what's going on. VK3HJQ. Well, because I'm running a proxy on the phone as well, and I'm running a proxy on the PC, so there's lots of proxies in between. So that's probably where the delay's been generated from. Anyway, thanks for the net, Wayne. Great job, VK3HJQ.
Okay, and well, thank you, John, for all your contributions to this net this week. Do we have any other comments before I wrap up the net? This is really the last call because we're down to the last minute or two. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net, and let's call it 0059 GMT UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, some of us are hanging out in a non-radio in COM on SDF. I'm still not sure exactly what the status is of the DMR talk group 31650. I wouldn't count on it having any activity, but you can try it if you want. Anyway, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Great net. Michael, quick one. Apparently, Jonathan's going to be doing a talk here in Australia on Zoom.